Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, March the 22nd, 2011. Medical sources reported Monday that Ahmed Ali, 59 years old, from the southern West Bank city of Hebron, is currently in a serious condition after being shot in his neck by a Jewish settler, while another resident was shot in the leg. Mohammed Awad, a spokesman for the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements, stated that a settler was in his car on the main road coming from Hebron before suddenly parking beside the town's cemetery and opening fire at local residents. Israeli soldiers who were in that area and who have both a military watchtower and security cameras watching the cemetery and road ignored the event and failed to attempt to detain the perpetrator. Israeli sources reported that an Israeli soldier was stabbed in Jaffa City on Sunday and that the masked assailant snatched his weapon and fled the scene. The soldier suffered moderate wounds and was moved to Echolov Hospital while the police initiated an investigation and conducted searches. The police apprehended a number of residents. The background of the attack remains unknown. As Israel renewed its bombardment of the Gaza Strip, another resident was wounded east of Gaza City, while the Israeli army conducted a limited invasion into the city itself. A total of 19 residents were wounded in the Gaza City area on Tuesday. In addition, a family of 5 were killed by Israeli artillery fire. Following a meeting with a lawyer from the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, Darar Abu Sisi, an engineer who the Israeli authorities have recently admitted to detaining in the Ukraine, has disclosed the events of his abduction. Only a few days after Israeli soldiers conducted a military operation in Awata village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, troops invaded the village again on Tuesday and imposed another curfew. Only a few days after Israeli soldiers conducted a military operation in Awarta village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, troops invaded the village again on Tuesday morning and imposed another curfew. The village was invaded and placed under curfew for 4 days following the murder of a settler family living in the nearby Itamar settlement. Qais Awad, head of the Awata village council, stated that several military jeeps invaded the village and declared curfew using megaphones. All entrances and exits of the village are sealed by roadblocks installed by the army. The Palestinian Information Centre, affiliated with the Hamas movement, reported Tuesday that Egyptian Foreign Minister Dr. Nabil Al-Arabi stated that the Hamas delegates will be visiting Egypt soon in order to hold talks on resuming Palestinian reconciliation talks. Hamas recently saluted the statements of Al-Arabi when he demanded lifting the siege that has been imposed on Gaza for 5 years. As the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, IHH, and a number of European solidarity groups declared their intentions to send a relief flotilla to the Gaza Strip this coming May, Israel has declared a campaign on Tuesday to counter the flotilla. Israeli daily Haaretz reports that Israel's foreign minister, Dani Ayalon, plans to hold meetings with foreign ambassadors in Tel Aviv to ask them to help Israel in stopping the new flotilla that is expected to include at least 15 solidarity ships. The Israeli Foreign Ministry has been active in contacting different governments, including the governments of Britain, Spain, Sweden, and Ireland, to advise their citizens against joining solidarity ships headed to Gaza. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Qassis and David Steele.